Prayer Against Selfishness by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. I affirm, brethren, by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. 1 Corinthians 15:31. Change the baby's diaper. Take the dog outside. Feed everyone breakfast, including said dog. Start a load of laundry. Empty the dishwasher. Fill the dishwasher with more dishes. Fold and put away the laundry. Clean counters. Vacuum. Sweep. Mop. Snack time. School time. Nap time. Lunch time. Snack time. Dinner time. Snack time. Bedtime. Do it again tomorrow. As a mom and wife, I'm given countless opportunities to set aside my wants and give my love, time, and attention to the needs of my husband and children. Pouring yourself out like that on a daily basis can sometimes be physically and mentally exhausting. And I have to admit, I'm tempted to wonder when I'll have some me time. It's our human nature to seek to put ourselves and our needs first, but God has a better way. The Apostle Paul shared this way in his first letter to the Corinthian church. I affirm, brethren, by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. 1 Corinthians 15:31. The biblical principle of dying to yourself has always been true, but I didn't always live it or even understand it. But becoming a stay-at-home mom has challenged me in more ways than I can count in the area of putting others before myself. And I'm always learning and finding that it's truly more blessed to give than to receive. As Jesus' disciples, we're called to follow him, and that was Paul's mission in life, to imitate Christ. And it's what he and the rest of the apostles literally gave their lives to preach to the world through their words and actions. And we might not ever get the honor to literally die for Jesus Christ because of our faith in him, but by God's grace, we can imitate his selflessness every day. To be able to imitate Christ, we must look to Jesus as our example. Even though Jesus was God in the flesh, he still leaned upon God the Father for everything he said and did while he walked this earth. Jesus would rise early to pray and seek God for his will for the day. In addition to seeking God in prayer, Jesus obediently submitted himself to the will of the Father, even unto death. Each day, we're faced with a temptation to satisfy our flesh and go outside the boundaries of God's perfect will. We're not perfect, but thankfully, Jesus was. Ultimately, Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve others. Mark 10:45. He was the most selfless person to ever walk the earth. Casting aside our selfishness and dying daily definitely isn't easy, but it's worth it. Because Jesus promises us in Matthew 10:39 and John 10:10 that whoever loses his life will find it, and find it in abundance. But remember, we cannot die daily in our own strength, friends. Galatians 5:22 through 23 reminds us that it's the Holy Spirit who empowers us to choose God's way through the fruit of the Spirit. With each passing day, by God's grace, we mature and cultivate a life worth dying for. A life found in Christ alone. Are you too busy or too distracted with your own life to serve others? May God empower us to die daily and choose others above ourselves. Let's pray. Father, you formed me in my mother's womb. You know my frame and how weak I am. I'm prone to only think about myself. That's my nature. Yet you have a higher way of living. A life of selflessness and servanthood. Jesus, you call me to lay down my life to follow you and walk in obedience to your will, knowing that as I do, I become more like you. Holy Spirit, convict my heart when I begin to think more highly of myself than I should, and empower me to put others above myself. I do not have to be perfect, because Jesus was perfect in my place, but I long to imitate him all the days of my life. I lean upon your strength in the midst of my selfish weakness and trust that you are working in my heart to conform it, to look like Christ's. In Jesus' name, amen.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com.